And now, from the DTC Sports Broadcast Studio, it's time for another episode of The Box Score, the weekly Middle Tennessee High School sports podcast for all things sports in Cannon, DeKalb, Gordonsville, Smith, and Watertown. Featuring your hosts, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair.
And welcome into The Box Score, 4 weeks in the books, and we appreciate Pavement Restorations being our title sponsor. And Murph, you know, I'm ready for fall weather, but this summer weather is hanging on.
Hey, it hung on last year and year before forever. We were still wearing shorts in October, but I don't think that'll be the case this year. But nonetheless, it's hard to believe the season's a third over.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Got five, maybe six games left, depending on when your open date was. But the first third's behind us, still got the second third and then the playoff. So it's racing by in top speed.
Definitely is. We want to thank all our fine sponsors. We want to thank Justin Malden as well. Always does a great job for us. And Murphy, let's look at what I consider to be.
You keep doing that. Is he paying you extra money to say that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah. See, he's not eating anymore, so I just get his food. So anyway, but a big upset that we're going to look at here, Giles County at Watertown. Watertown struggled the first 2 weeks against the Owls and the Tigers, but they come back and get a huge region win at home, 26-21 over Giles County, who a lot of people feel like will be the preseason favorite. The stats are pretty even, but when you look, Murphy, three turnovers for the Bobcats and one for Watertown. That, no doubt, played a big key role.
You know, when games are being played or about to be played and people ask who's going to win, more times than not, somebody said whoever makes the most mistakes and whoever makes the most turnovers is going to come up short on the scoreboard. And apparently that's what happened against Giles County.
You look, a very impressive Watertown win last week over DeKalb, who turns around and beats a good Friendship team in homecoming 21-7. And then, you know, Watertown, not too high after getting that win over DeKalb, got back grounded and focused. And I think you've got to give their players and Gavin Webster and their assistant coaches a lot of credit, Murphy, for staying focused in this first region game.
Yeah, never say never. And right. That's basically what happened. And I don't know what they were feeding those kids on game day last week. But it certainly made a difference. Giles County has got a great reputation, right. A lot of speed, a lot of athletic ability, but it didn't seem to bother Watertown very much. That's a really big win that they'll be talking about over there for a long time.
And Watertown going for three in a row when they head to White House Heritage on Friday night. Let's go ahead and look at some individual numbers. Garrett Davis, the quarterback, threw for 126 yards. He rushed for 78 yards. He had a touchdown. He had nine tackles. He had a pass breakup. Landon Harper, six carries for 61 yards, a touchdown, two tackles, a half a sack. Jesse Bratcher, outstanding receiver, four receptions, 103 yards, three tackles, a pass breakup. Giles County making the long trip. Murphy, we've done that before from Pulaski to Watertown. It's a pretty good trek. Xavier Randolph throws for 162, rushes for 17 more, and Xavier Hanna, 26 rushes for 131 yards and a couple of scores. But it was a great night for the host Purple Tigers.
And they made it tough for Giles County because their passing attack, their rushing attack was pretty even, all things considered, and that just kept them guessing all night long, I would imagine.
Let's go ahead and look at the and we want to thank Sonic of Carthage for bringing us those stats. Now let's look at Westmoreland, 40-14 win. Only about 80 yards difference in that game, but Smith County turnovers again and costly penalties wound up. They did make some personnel changes, the Owls did at half, and stopped the Westmoreland run game better in the second half. But they had 12 men on the field when Westmoreland was going to punt. That was the only touchdown that the Eagles scored in the second half. They also got a safety, but when you give up 31 points and a half, Murphy, most of the time you're going to lose.
that's a tough way to have to come back, like you said, especially when you're on the road, especially when you're at a school with great tradition. It just makes it tough. I know that had to be a really good night for Coach Dickerson, now part of the Westmoreland administration, right?
Grant Lilly, outstanding linebacker, had a ton of tackles. He also had 7 rushes for 72 yards and a score. He ripped off a 54-yarder, which set up a scoring opportunity for them there in that third quarter. Dylan Gann, 10 carries, 69 yards, a couple of scores. Riley Martin, 12 for 22, 144 passing yards, and a couple of touchdowns. And then Gage Gibbs, 4 receptions for 97 yards. The Owls had 2 or 3 long passes that they completed, but struggled once again to run the football.
I just didn't expect that game to be that one-sided on the scoreboard. The Owls obviously now have dropped 3 of their 4 games, and a lot of people not really excited about Owl football, but it'll come back. It'll come back, and I know Coach Dyer is one who doesn't like to lose either. So I think better things are in the immediate future, and don't bet against the black and gold, or you're going to lose.
Of course, Smith County has got Jackson County in a big region game and homecoming on Friday night. Let's look at Liberty Creek at Gordonsville. Of course, Liberty Creek, I think they're up to 5A now. They lose to Gordonsville at home. Gordonsville remains undefeated. 8 for 13, 159 yards for Jay Foster, Lee Skurlock. A big night, 10 carries, 95 yards. Turner Booker, 10 rushes for 59 yards, a couple score. Jackson Collier leaves the Wolves with 132 yards passing, a couple of scores, and 32 yards rushing. And then Grayson Christian, 11 carries for 49 yards and 1 reception for 4 yards. Let's go ahead and look at the Friendship Christian at DeKalb. Friendship Christian, always highly touted. John McNeil, their longtime coach. DeKalb gets the win 21-17. John Hendricks throws a touchdown late to the Fouch kid, and they wind up winning it. Cecil Ketchum, 11 carries, 153 yards and a score. John Hendricks, 86 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 13 rushes for 55 yards. And then Blake Waldorf, who's the former Watertown quarterback, 133 yards passing, 2 TDs, 9 yards rushing. And then Ryder Walcott, 28 rushes for 105 yards.
That's a big win, and it couldn't have come at a better time for DeKalb County. I was really happy to see them get that.
Community and Cannon County play, and Cannon County gets the huge win. Eli Garrett, 266 yards throwing. Miles Alexander, 66 yards on the ground, and an additional 115 through the air, 3 total touchdowns. Andrew Alexander, 4 receptions for 77 yards and 2 touchdowns. Let's look at the scores. Region 4-2A making a big win over Trousdale, 44-7. Jackson Big over Red Bullen, 49-7. Region 4-3A, Marion County over Sequatchie County. Cascade over Eagleville, and East Hickman over Forest. And then in Region 4-4A, Upperman Big over Stone Memorial. Livingston gets by York in a big border rival game, 47-35. Livingston undefeated, and then White County gets a big win over Tullahoma.
That was the biggest surprise of all the scores that I saw in the Mid-State, because Tullahoma had been playing really, really well, and just let that one get away.
White County wins by 11. We'll have an interview with Tommy Hinch, the Cannon County head coach, when we return. As we remind you, you're watching The Box Score.
Pavement restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
DTC delivers the internet you need with customer service that is second to none. We're your friends and neighbors, working nonstop to make everyday life even better.
Right now, new customers score free internet until 2026 when you sign up with AutoPay. That's a winning serve for your home and family. Don't just play, make gains with every swing.
We're standing by, ready to help you take the next step. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
And welcome back to the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair and Justin Malden, always doing a great job for us behind the scenes. And we've been joined by the Cannon County head football coach, Tommy Hinch, and in his first year. And coach, things have gone pretty well for you thus far.
Things are going smoothly. Transition was pretty good. Got a good group of people around me. Obviously had a slip up there with PCA, but lessons were learned. Kind of moving forward. So far, so good.
Coach, you and I had a conversation earlier this week, and you told me that the, especially the skill position kids, really understand this offense that you have. What do you attribute that to, or are they just good football players?
Repetition. We do not the same stuff every day, but we do a lot of similar stuff, a lot of similar plays. That carry over to different formations, little wrinkles here and there, and that allows us to be successful in adding things into a game plan as we go along. But really, just the kids do an excellent job just focusing in, locking it in. They really love the offense. They love the idea of playing sideline to sideline. Anybody can get the ball at any minute, and they love that. And of course, if they love it and they like that and they know the ball could go to them, they lock in a lot better in practice, and they learn it. And of course, we do the installs multiple times throughout the year as well. So when your baseball kids are away or your basketball kids are away and they miss that first install, it's not like they're handicapped. They can't get it again, because you'll see it in the spring and OTAs in June, and of course again after the dead period. So that also helps as well. So the template that we use to install the offense definitely allows for success and execution.
Coach, you've gotten off to a 3-1 start, and I know that, you know, yes, that's good, but you've got the meat of your schedule as far as the playoffs are concerned in three of your next four games, which are region affairs, and you're facing an opponent that I don't think has met very many times on the gridiron in the Gordonsville Tigers.
Yeah, we call it the gauntlet. We knew that. We started talking about that gauntlet about 2-3 months ago, about preparing for the season. You know, region play, and we start off with one of the best teams, not just in our region, but also in the state of Tennessee in 2A. So it's going to be a good challenge. Our kids are up for it. They understand kind of where our season is now and kind of switching gears and getting into, like you said, the meat of the schedule. So we have mentioned that. We talked about that with our kids, talking about obviously staying healthy, hydrated, getting liquids, all that in, eating right. So taking care of your body. So the second stage of our schedule is coming up, and it starts with Gordonsville on Friday night, and we're excited to see that.
Coach, there's an incredible amount of balance in the region that you all compete in with Gordonsville, and I've heard you make the comment a couple of times that any one of the five teams in that particular region could win the region. It all boils down to who makes mistakes, who makes the most mistakes on any particular night, and certainly that's going to be the case with Gordonsville this week, I would think.
Yeah, you know, I've said it many times early on, the region is better than what people thought it was going to be. That region, anybody can win that region because, like you said, it's about execution. You know, don't be shocked if there's a three-way tie at the end of the year with that region possibly. Also, injuries play a big role in that as well. You know, everybody's rosters are you know, good size, but you know, injuries to key players can also hurt your chances at winning the region as well. But at the end of the day, everybody's going to be competitive in this region. Everybody has gotten better from last year in this region, so there's really no cupcakes in this region at all. So and that's awesome, because a competitive region really brings for a great environment every region game.
Coach, when you look at Gordonsville, I guess their physical play in the trenches is something that your team's got to match, because that's what they've used to get off to this undefeated start.
Yeah, Coach Stevens has been there, and even before Coach Stevens, they just had this DNA culture about them hey, if they did lose, you knew you had a ball game with them. They're very tough up front, always have been. And that's kind of where our program wants to be. We just haven't had the years to stack up like they had to get to that level yet. But once again, this is a challenge for us up front. Our kids are looking forward to it. That's one thing that we've mentioned was Westmoreland last year. We went to Westmoreland. They found out what that type of culture is about. Westmoreland was a tough-nosed team, always has been. It was a good experience for our kids to go to that playoff game and battle with Westmoreland. And now they have that experience and that understanding of what it's like to put your face mask into somebody else's body every snap. And our kids have kind of understood that, and they've started to take into it, because that's what we want. We want to be a hard physical, hard-nosed team at every position, whether we're blocking in the trenches or we're blocking out there in the screen game. We want to put people on the back of their neck just like they want to put us on the back of our neck. So hopefully we can come and match that intensity. I believe we can. So it's going to be a good, fun night.
Coach, I dare say it's less than 40 miles from Woodbury to Gordonsville. And I dare say this may be, especially if the weather is cooperating, this could be the largest high school football crowd that we've seen in Woodbury in a long, long time. I expect a large, rowdy, boisterous crowd on both sides of the field, don't you think?
Yeah, that type of environment is awesome. That is Friday Night Lights at its best. I've been to a few games. I've coached in a couple of those games back when Sequoia was good and Sweetwater was good. You know, that was a really good environment when I coached at Sweetwater. We're basically, you have everybody, the entire four sides of the field with the fence is just everybody's on it. Everybody's in the stands. There's really standing room only type of environment. They're awesome. And that's the stuff that people cherish on Friday nights, in my opinion, is that type of hometown atmosphere. And the away team's bringing a crowd, your crowd's coming, it's a good competitive game, big game, all that. I mean, that's just awesome. In Woodbury, they deserve it. They really do. The people here, they've been craving something like this for a very long time. They're going to get it Friday night, and we have a job to do to perform, and to perform our best and match intensity, match physicality, all that good stuff, all them cliches. But we've got to come out and perform, and I can't wait to see my kids to see how they react to it, because once again, win or lose, this doesn't define us. This just kind of shows us where we're at and where we can move forward, whether it's a win or a loss. And it's going to be a great lesson, whether it is a win or a loss, moving forward for us.
Coach, through the first four games, I think it's pretty evident that Gordonsville seems like they've got the best team in the region. And I'm not trying to crown them region champions yet, by no means. But if you could get a victory at home over them, it definitely would set your sights on, you know, being region champions when you got to the end of the regular season.
Yeah, it's one game. You know, it's your first region game. We're 1-0 in the region if we win. And then, of course, we'd have to look for the weeks to come. But like I said, you know, yes, it would set the stage for, obviously, us to be the favorite to win. But all that doesn't matter if you don't perform. I've seen a lot of people go out to a good start, including ourselves, and because of injuries or because of lack of focus or whatever it is, there's a lot of variables there. You kind of go on that downward spiral. So what we try to do is we try to be where our feet's at. So if we get a victory, we'll move on to the next week. And that's really, I'm just going to be honest with you, that's how we've kind of turned this program around. We don't look at the big picture. Let the coaches look at the big picture. We look at play by play, snap by snap. Don't worry about the scoreboard. Your typical cliche, hey, at the end of the night, look at the scoreboard and see where you're at. Just do your job every day, be where your feet are, and then just move on to the next thing until there's no more games left to play, and then you can look back and see the big picture.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck in a game that's going to be right here on DTC3 on Friday night. I know that gives a lot of people an opportunity to see the game, and I expect an overflow crowd in Woodbury on Friday night, despite the hot weather.
Oh, we can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Well, Coach Tommy Hinch has been our guest here on the Box Score, and we'll have Steven Jackson on the flip side of this break as we remind you, you're watching the Box Score.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner owned and operated full service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more. Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Welcome back to the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Ferry, and we've been joined by Gordonsville head coach Steven Jackson. And Coach, you're off to an undefeated start against some pretty good opponents. I know you've got to be pleased with your team's success so far.
Yes, sir. I thought our kids have done a really good job the first four games. Come out and played really hard. Done what we've asked them to do. So really pleased with how we've started this year.
Coach, I do a lot of broadcasting and interviewing with people in Cannon County since that's where I live now. And everyone that I talk to has high hopes, but everybody also realizes the tradition that Gordonsville has. It's the smash mouth football style of play that you all have that has everybody in Cannon County concerned.
Well, I'd say I think Cannon County has a really good football team. You know, everybody that had picked, you know, our region and talked about early in the off season and in early in the preseason talked about, you know, how our region was going to be shaking up. And I've always thought, because we played Cannon County last year in the Jamboree, we played Cannon County in JV football, and then we saw them against a couple of our opponents, and they had a really good football team last year, and a lot of those guys are back. They play a lot of young guys, but a lot of really, really talented young guys, and I know that they've got a couple of defensive linemen that flip over and play the fullback and tight end position, and then they've not even had their best running back so far this year that I think, you know, will possibly be back this week. So I respect Cannon County. I think they got a really good football team, really athletic football team, and got some really good size up front. I think, you know, it's going to be a really good football game Friday night. It comes down to the fourth quarter, and, you know, just like any other game, who makes the fewest mistakes and who can, you know, make some explosive plays on offense, you know, can, you know, have a good special teams play that changes the game.
Coach, last week you played Liberty Creek, first time to ever play them on the gridiron. This week you play Cannon County. I don't know that Gordonville and Cannon County have ever lined up each other in a regular season or a postseason game. Don't have Gordonville scores in front of me. But that means a lot of extra film work for you and your staff in preparing for those opponents that you don't regularly see.
Oh, yes, sir. And that's, you know, and I think that's the fun thing about it. I think it's awesome playing guys and teams that you've played for years. But I think, you know, playing Cofield this year was playing a team that we've not played in the past. You know, playing Westmoreland, we're familiar with Westmoreland. We've scrimmaged them. But playing teams, and then, like I said, Liberty Creek, and I'm not for sure that we've ever played Cannon County in a regular season game. We've scrimmaged them, I know, and we like I said, last year we played them in a Jamboree. So I like the aspect of playing somebody new, and, you know, it's been fun getting ready for them. I mean, it's not fun getting ready for that offense or defense, you know, watching that their talents that they're going to put out there Friday night. But just seeing a team that's new is exciting to be able to prepare for.
Steven, I think it's going to be a rowdy night. It's not very far from Gordonsville to Woodbury. And Cannon County, despite the fact that they've not been a football power for a long, long time, they're supported very well. And I know there's going to be a boatload of people from Gordonsville there. It wouldn't surprise me at all if this may not set some records at the gate. And it could be a situation where the crowd, maybe that 12th man that people like to talk about so much, could be the difference in the ball game.
Oh, that's right. And that's going to make for an awesome atmosphere. Just getting two communities that love to support their football team, love supporting any sports team that's out there. So it's going to be an awesome atmosphere Friday night. Best I can remember, their, you know, stands is pretty much kind of like ours, a little bit, you know, there's a little bit more room in 5 yards like our sidelines, but they're right on you. So it makes for an awesome atmosphere. You know, that's what you like for your kids to be able to play in front of a lot of fans. They work so hard for, you know, 7, 8 months, 10 months out of the year to play in these games, to play in front of a big crowd, not small crowds.
Coach, you've had a tremendous fall and go with you to Cofield and to Fayetteville, where you got a couple of wins. I know you're in the first of three road games before you finish the season with three home games. How special is it to have the Big Blue Nation, I guess you could say, that's what Kentucky calls it, but Tiger Mob, whatever y'all nickname it, to know that when you go on the road, that you're going to really neutralize the home field advantage because you have so many fans there, and not only there, but very vocal.
That's awesome. I mean, and like you said, to go to Fayetteville and have a great crowd, to go to, you know, 2 hours away, 2 hours almost to Cofield. So, I mean, we're only an hour away this week, so it's going to be awesome to have all of our communities come and support these kids and be loud. And like y'all said, be a 12th man to where hopefully they impact the ball game on a third down and get really loud.
Coach, I have been in the press box to cover Gordonsville. I've been in the press box to cover Cannon County. Been on the sidelines of both of those teams over the years, and I'm having a hard time. I want to see this game, but I don't know that I want to root for anybody because there's so many great people in both of those communities. It's going to be very emotional for me as to how that game comes out, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if this is not maybe the first of two meetings between Gordonsville and Cannon County this year.
Yeah, it could be, and how the playoffs are kind of shaping out with you know, our 2 and 3 seed would be in the same quadrant together, and our 1 and 4 would be in the same quadrant. So there's a very good chance that we could see each other in the playoffs again. So it's, very important, to win your region games. That way you give yourself a better seed. And if you do happen to see each other again, hopefully you're the higher seed to where you can play at home.
Coach, when you look at, Jay Foster and the success that he's had so far this year, I think anytime your throwing game or passing game has success, it's because you're able to run the football, and that's what you kind of hang your hat on. And I know that makes other teams defensively hard to defend or to kind of hone in on stopping, one aspect of the game.
Oh, yes, sir. And that's, we try to always make sure that we can run the football, because if you can run the football, you're going to get the safeties creeping up and hopefully, the corners creeping up and throw the ball over the top. And that's what, and the best thing that we've been able to do this year, I feel like, is hand the football to a lot of different people. We'll have 6-7 people touch a football each Friday, and one game this person's got 90 yards, the next game somebody else has got 90 yards. So if we can keep doing that and, make it to where nobody can watch one player and have to stop one player, then our run game should be something that helps us out a lot, and then it's going to open up our play action pass.
Steven, about your team itself, everybody healthy, no major injuries that are going to keep someone on the sideline Friday night?
No, we're actually pretty healthy. We've got a couple guys that are still banged up that will not be dressing. Hopefully we get them back later on in the year, but it's we're probably more healthy now than we've been most of the year.
I am really excited about this football game. Win, lose, or draw on both sides of the field, I think it'll be a really fun night for everybody in this particular area who decide to come and watch the game in person.
Yes, sir. I think so, too.
Coach Steven Jackson, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck to Gordonsville as they head in our DTC Game of the Week here on for us. I know they're excited about heading to Woodbury, and I know your team is. Best of luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
Thank you, Steven. See you, buddy. Good luck. Look forward to seeing you Friday.
Okay, we'll have some Murph's picks when we return. As we remind you, you're watching the box score on DTC3.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure every corner of your home court with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
And welcome back to the Box Score, our final segment. And Murphy Fair, along with Terry Collins and Justin Malden, doing a great job for us. And Murph, big game in Woodbury on Friday night. First time, I think, ever. I'm not 100% sure of that. Gordonsville and Cannon County meeting on the gridiron.
Well, Coach Jackson said he was pretty sure they'd never met. They've scrimmaged a time or two and maybe played in Jamboree last year or year before, something like that. But it's always fun when two schools that close together, and now enrollment-wise, they're pretty close together also.
6 to 6:45, you can see the box score, and then from 6:45 until 7, you can watch the pregame and then the game from Woodbury live right here on DTC3. And we appreciate, you know, the hard work. That doesn't just happen. There's a lot of folks that spend a lot of time getting that ready, Murph, and gives their viewers at home an opportunity to sit in the friendly confines of their own house or their man cave and watch the game.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and look at Murph's picks. We've got Farragut traveling to Maryville.
I saw Farragut play a couple of weeks ago, and I thought they were going to bring a pretty good football team to Baxter, Upperman High School, but Upperman ruled the night for sure all the way through, and I think Maryville will probably do the same thing against the Admirals as well.
Upper East Tennessee. Tennessee going to Virginia High, which is, if I'm not...
It's just across the street.
in Bristol. So, although that is in two different states, Murphy, that's probably only, 5 miles difference in those schools? Not much.
Probably not that much, I guess. There's the same thing exists on the other end of the state with Fulton, Kentucky and South Fulton, Tennessee.
Right.
Main Street is the state line, and that's the situation there as well. But year in and year out, Tennessee generally rules in that game, and I see no reason. I think they won their first three games this year, and I think they'll probably do it again this year as well.
Unicoi County, a team that was a town or in a county that was devastated with the floods back when the hurricane came through, traveling to Happy Valley. And Murphy, it still looks like a war zone in Irwin.
One of the biggest games, though, in Smith County football history was held in Unicoi County when Gary Rankin was coaching the Owls. And Coach Thompson, that spent so much time at Lincoln County, was the head coach at Unicoi County. But I think this one's pretty even. I'm going to probably go with Happy Valley in that one, I think.
Of course, Unicoi County, that was in the state Class AA quarterfinals back when there were only three classifications. The Owls left there and then lost in the semifinals to Knoxville Austin East back in 1985.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead and look at the Middle Tennessee picks. We're going to start with Antioch Murphy, a very much improved squad. The Bears have got off to a good start, and they're going to Centennial.
Arcente Broom, one of my dearest favorite people that say coach, is now the head coach at Antioch, and they're playing exceptionally well, and I think Antioch wins that one as well.
Henry County at Page. Of course, you've got a lot of tradition on both of those teams.
Boy, you do, and I was all set to pick Page in that one, and then Henry County comes out and wins a big one last week, but I still think Page will probably win that game. It's a 6A school, 5A or 6A, one or the other. That'll be a good one to go watch, but I think I'm going to be in Woodbury that night. So
Gallatin at Green Hill, that's a battle of the green and gold.
And I think that one will be a tough game as well. I think Gallatin's probably the favorite. I know their quarterback and his dad and his mom really well. So I'll probably be pulling for them just a little bit.
Of course, Green Hill got a big win on Thursday night here to start off the season Beach. Let's go ahead and look at the West Tennessee picks. And Murphy, your grandson, keeps rolling, putting up big numbers. And now they've got the boys from Hohenwald, Lewis County, coming to town.
The best part about that is Bobby Sharp's not the head coach
of
Lewis County anymore. Adamsville had a big win last week and really enjoyed watching my grandson play and really debated myself as to which game I was going to go to this week. But I think that Gordonsville Cannon County game is going to be a big one as well. So I'm going with Adamsville to win that one. They're playing really well right now.
Christian Brothers making the short trip from Memphis up to Brentwood Academy.
Yeah, short only because the Brentwood Academy coach will be wearing shorts. Right. He does in 12-degree weather, Paul Wade, who I'm talking about. And no doubt in my mind, Brentwood Academy wins that one and wins it big. They're playing really well under his guide.
Hardin County at Crockett County.
That's a tough one to call. Hardin County not near the team it was 4 or 5 years ago. And Crockett County has started the season exceptionally well. Playing at home, that helps them a little bit. So I think in Alamo, Crockett County wins that one.
All right, let's look at our local picks. And one that, may to start the year, you thought it may be one-sided. But I guarantee the Blue Devils are looking to come to Carthage and get a W.
If Smith County wants to play at home in the first round of the playoff, they've got to get a win against Jackson County. And I think Matt Dyer will have his kids ready, and I think the Owls will be the team that everybody in Smith County was looking for.
Of course, the turnovers and penalties have killed them in these first four ball games. Watertown at White House Heritage. Of course, White House Heritage coach, but right. Scott Murray, former Owl player and Owl head coach, and Watertown looking to go on the road. Of course, Scott's son Xavier is the coach, not the coach, the quarterback for White House Heritage, and his wife Pam is the athletic director for White House Heritage.
If Watertown plays like they did last week, Watertown will win that ball game. It's just that pure and simple. Watertown should win that game, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Murphy, a big region game. We're starting region play for a lot of teams this week. You've got DeKalb County going to Lafayette, and DeKalb County off a fresh win over Friendship. I'm sure their confidence is riding higher than it was after they lost 31-0 to Watertown.
That could very well be a semifinal round game. Macon County is playing lights out football, even though they had 16 or 18 seniors on their team last year that all played a lot of football. But I'm telling you right now, they're gonna be in the hunt for another run at a championship. So I've got to go with Macon County on that one.
And then Gordonsville making the trip over to Woodbury to play against Cannon County. I know, Murphy, that sometimes when teams don't meet, maybe just in scrimmages or jamborees, it's hard to get a take on the game. But I know four games in for each of these schools, Gordonsville's got things rolling.
They do. And I've got so much want to for both of those teams to have a good night. I think probably I'll have to be on one side of the field the first half and on the other side of the field the second half. But it'll be a fun night, I think, for everybody involved. But I got to go with Gordonsville on that. They're just too physical, I think, for Cannon County to come away with a win.
Well, we want to thank all our fine sponsors. Of course, Pavement Restorations is our title sponsor, and we appreciate all that they do in supporting high school athletics. We've got Huff and Puff Trucking, we've got Citizens Bank, Sonic of Carthage, Carthage Safeway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavating. Murph, it's been a fun week. I'm looking forward to these last, I guess there's 7 weeks left, 4 in the books, 7 right. to go as far as the regular season, and should be a fun one.
Turn around twice and we'll be in the playoffs.
That's true. We want to thank, as we said, all our fine sponsors for Murphy Fair. I'm Terry Collins. Good night from The Box Score.
You've been listening to The Box Score. Join us weekly each Thursday for a new podcast episode. And make sure to subscribe and share so all get notified when new episodes arrive. On behalf of the crew at DTC Sports, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair, thanks for joining us.